Thomasina Trelawra's last day on this earth was yesterday, in another life, when the sky congregated grape dark, as the ship's deck beneath her shifted and sighed like a saddle under weight. Jittery horses sensed strange earth, then were still, as crisp as an orchestra stopped. She sat up, alert, because a plume of cloud had quietly assembled as if spumed from hell's depths. It was hanging, waiting, over all the ship's souls. 132 wildly hammering hearts. 132 souls gazing up to that sky tinged its apocalyptic orange-pink. How many are left? I spasm in a curl. Not well yet, and might never be. My nails draw blood in raw palms, and I bawl away from the stiff sheets, and my teeth clamp down into bruised lips with the force of a rabbit trap. My ship, my ship. If I start crying now, I won't stop, and I need to keep my wits about me, for it feels like my trial isn't over yet. It's the two insistent sheets. And I'm all alone in this new world, without a family or friends or support. And is this rescue? I'm not quite sure yet. So confused. My head. Oh, my head. I shut my eyes again. On the 100-odd souls gazing up to a gathering storm they'd never seen the likes of before. Everyone was so eager to set foot upon the mythical Southland, we could all smell so close. The wild, strange green. All so eager to feel solid earth under their feet. Except me, Thomasina Trelawra, who wanted to be anywhere but here.
How did you get to us? Was everything smashed?
The little sky god's grimy fist slashes and swipes at the air. The clock ticks. The chrysanthemums crowd. I stretch out my fingers to the boy, needing connection, warmth, life. And he lets me hold him. But he's cold, so I rub heat into his flesh like a mother with a child. He smiles an intrigued thank you, with his head on one side. I keep rubbing. It's all I can do right now. My body's too broken from the batterings of the previous night. My bed is rocking with the pounding of the sea, and I'm clinging once again to my rescuing raft. I gasp. Too much in my head. Too much. Because I've always been able to read the sky. Yet couldn't yesterday. It was tinged an apocalyptic pink that seemed spewed from the netherworld itself.